Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting second. The second baseman, Claude Corbett. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kent Peterson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Kent Peterson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Clarence Mattern. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. And now, play ball. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek strikes out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins takes first base on ball four. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Skins moves to second. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball four. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Corbett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sauer moves to second. Two outs. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirostek hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 1 in the game. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 1 in the game. Mattern hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Corbett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlcup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 2 in the game. Wyrostek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson throws the ball into Smalley, who tags Wyrostek trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 2 in the game. Mattern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a line drive towards short. Stahlcup catches it and steps on second to double up Jeffcoat. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 2 in the game. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wyrostek. Skeffing reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards first. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Ray Lamarno. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stahlcup moves to second. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Skins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dewey Williams now catching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mattern hits a fly ball into right field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wyrostek is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Claude Corbett. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.